You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, June 13th.
It is. It's exciting.
It is exciting because we have something to give away.
We do. We have two things to give away.
That's true.
One today and one Friday.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. We'll tell you more about that, but you got to stick around to find out what we're giving away today.
You also need to follow us on Instagram. Just saying.
Instagram.
At KFUO Radio.
At KFUO Radio Instagram. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon. We mentioned, in our announcement this week, that we're talking about a Bible for doodlers and note takers.
Which describes both of us.
Wait, who's
well... I don't know.
Who's the doodler? Who's the note taker?
Apparently, I like to take notes because I become the secretary of like every organization I join. So there's that.
Joining us this morning by phone, the Reverend Wayne Palmer, senior editor at Concordia Publishing House. Wayne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Excited to talk about this, this new resource from Concordia Publishing House, the Enduring Word Bible. We'll talk about it here in just a minute. Also joining us by phone, Jamie Truish. She's an illustrator for the Enduring Word Bible. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Wayne, tell us about the idea for this, the Enduring Word Bible came from and what it is.
Yeah, about a year ago, we produced at Concordia Publishing House a Bible with marginalia, which is basically enlarged margins on both the left and the right columns and the sides of the Bible with margins or lines in them, rules, I should say, so that people could jot notes or do a little bit of doodling. And then a customer said, I'm not really good at doodling, but I would love to have somebody do the doodle for me, do some line art, and then I could fill it in or color it in. So what we did is we found 350 or so passages all through the Bible that give promises of God, and then we just put those in the margins and asked artists like Jamie to go ahead and make some line drawings, what I think of as like a paint by numbers without the numbers in them, and then just kind of put them in the Bible and then let them go and let people meditate on God's word, write and doodle and color and whatever they wanted to do in those margins.
That is such a fantastic idea. Genius, really. Jamie, your work is in this Bible. Tell us a little bit about your background as an illustrator and artist.
Well, when I was in college and high school, I took every single art class possible. And then in San Antonio, at our first call, I had a friend ask me to make some scripture art for her nephew's baptism. And at that point, I was just mimicking fonts off of Microsoft Word, sadly enough. But when we moved to Tennessee, I started working as a director of afternoons at my kids' classical Christian school. And I had to sit in the homework room with the kids, but I didn't have any homework. So I started writing, and I just started with scripture. And I just, I guess I've been practicing hand lettering for 5 years, and that's kind of where it's all come to. My husband always jokes that I have a new hobby every week, but hand lettering has stuck for the last 5 years. So,
what is your aim in the illustrations that you prepared for the Enduring Word Bible? What is your aim when you create an illustration like this for scripture?
Yeah, well, every time I find a verse I was assigned 72 verses. So as I was reading through them, I really want to find the words that stick out the most. The important words, as I would think, and those are the words that I would give more weight to and more focus on. Those might be the fancier words. And then I would, add little doodles around them if I felt like they needed even more emphasis. So I guess each passage is looked at in its own right.
Did your interpretation of the scripture affect like the different, I don't know, words that are the way that you drew the words or the different art and little icons and graphics that maybe went along with the art?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like if I went back, I might find that the word God or Jesus is written the same way every time. I'm not sure that it is, but it's a possibility. Because I feel like sometimes I get in a habit of like, this is a really important word, so I'm going to draw it this certain way. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned you had 72 verses?
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
It was fun to do.
Yeah. What, did that seem like daunting? How did you go about maybe tackling this entire task of creating these illustrations?
Well, they contacted me in April and they asked, hey, could you draw a margin? And I was like, yeah, I can draw a margin. And then I got another email. It was like, can you do 72 by July? I was like, oh, sure. Yeah. But they broke it up for us. You know, we needed the first half done by June and then the rest in July. So that helped a lot. And I really just had to sit down and power through some of them because I wasn't given a lot of time to just, you know, meditate on each individual verse for a long time, mm-hmm. which is fine. You know, and I just worked in the evenings when my kids were in bed, and somehow, by the grace of God, it all got finished.
Wayne, there were several artists involved in this project to produce the Enduring Word Bible. Tell me a little bit about the process of finding these artists and then collaborating to get everybody on board to complete this so that we now have the Enduring Word Bible.
Yeah, the director of our art department, Tim Agnew, made the contacts with the four different artists that we used. I noticed in looking at their bios that two of them were graduates of Concordia University in Chicago. Jamie is Concordia University, Wisconsin. And Pat Meyer was the fourth one. She's a pastor's wife and former Lutheran educator who also had a big background in art and artwork. So we just found them, and they were willing to do the work for us, and we set them up for it.
How do you think, how does drawing or coloring or note-taking help one engage with the Word?
Well, to me, it's a funny question because I never was a doodler, and I hated coloring in school. So when they first approached me with the idea, I thought, well, this will be good for somebody else, and I'll look at what they do. And so my job was basically pick out the Bible verses. But then as the art started coming in from Jamie and the others, it really showed me that collect prayer that we offer for the collect for the Word. We have that phrase about that we may read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word of God. And it looked to me like these artists were really doing that when they were illustrating these verses that or portions of verses that we pulled out. And what it does is, as Jamie said, if you've got a big word that you pull out and you make very ornate, very special, you're thinking about that as that word, maybe God or Jesus or answer, whatever it might be. When you're coloring that, you're looking at the whole phrase, that whole verse, and just meditating on it, and it's just kind of being digested in your spirit and then becoming part of you. And it's that whole process that I always thought when I saw fellow students, even at seminary, doodling while the professor was speaking, I kept thinking, they're not really listening at all. But I learned later on what they were doing was they were using that doodling to help them incorporate the things they were listening to and memorize them and learn them. So I think that's the process that happens here. And there are plenty, there's probably like a line or a margin art every three, four pages, which leaves a lot of blank margins where people can start making their own art and really start, you know, look at one verse that jumps out to them and says, I want to do an art on that, and then really meditate and let God speak to them through that word as they meditate and learn it.
Mm-hmm. My notes from high school and college will give that away with
lots
all
of illustrations.
Lots of words written in different ways. Yeah. Is this margin art? Is this, I mean, there seems to be a lot of it happening right now, but is this a new trend or is this something that's been around for a long time?
I think it's relatively new, except that the art part of it is. Mm-hmm. But I was at Concordia Seminary last weekend for a filming we did for a Bible study, and I was given a sneak peek of the new library renovations. Mm-hmm. And we were taken by the rare book collection and came across J.S. Bach's Bible, and ends up that he had hundreds of underlinings and marginalia. So he would take a verse that he'd come across, and he would write in the margins that verse. Now, I don't know that he did any drawing or doodling or coloring, but clearly that idea of taking God's word, underlining it, marking it, writing on the sides or in the margins, that's something that's been around for hundreds of years, probably even longer than that, frankly.
I'm curious if, now you brought this up, if there was musical notation in Bach's Bible.
Yeah, I didn't look at that, so that'd be interesting to know.
Yeah. We have to go check it out.
We only have just a minute or two left because we want to give away one today.
Yes, we
as
do.
Well.
I almost forgot.
Let's do that. To the first caller, 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. To the first caller, we have a copy of the Enduring Word Bible from our friends at Concordia Publishing House to give away today. Jamie, when you sit down to prepare art, when you're doing illustrations like this, specifically on the Word of God, do you find that it's a calming time for you, or is this I don't know, is this when you start to ramp up? For me, I was thinking about it as thinking about, you know, like coloring in the illustrations is very calming for me. How about for you?
Yes, it is very calming for me. Having five children, it takes time for me to get away to actually do that. But when I don't take the time to journal or doodle or, you know, write out scripture, I get kind of tense and crazy, so I need that creative outlet. So for me, yes, it's very calming, and it's very needed.
So Wayne, have you sat down and done some doodling or some coloring with the new Enduring Word Bible?
Yeah, actually I have, which is surprising to me. I never thought I would. It's such a beautiful artwork, and anyone who sees this Bible will be very impressed by it.
Very good. Taking some time to calm down, to slow down. I think that's, for me, it's probably the equivalent of chanting. You know, one of the reasons we chant the Psalms is so that we slow down and take the time to hear the Word and to meditate on the Word. This is, I think, the visual approach to that. Would you say that so, Jamie?
Yes, definitely.
This is the visual approach to it. Jamie Truey, she's illustrator for the Enduring Word Bible. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour and sharing your talent with us.
Thank you. It was so great to be with you.
The Reverend Wayne Palmer, he's senior editor, Concordia Publishing House. Thanks so much for sharing with us about the Enduring Word Bible today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, it looks like we have a winner who's called in. Ray's getting that information. Thanks so much for calling in. And watch Instagram. Is that right?
Yes. We'll have a post going up on Instagram in about 20 minutes or so. Comment on that. Tag your friend. And we will choose a winner on Friday around noon. So share that post. And that's your second chance to win one.
So if you didn't win today, calling in, you can follow Instagram at KFUO Radio on Instagram. You can follow us there and follow all the hints there to win one.
There you go.
Thanks so much for this is so exciting. The Enduring Word Bible. We have a new person to introduce in just a minute. You listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.